So just letting yourself settle. And let that be such a soft invitation. You know, that word settle can be offered as a command or as an invitation. And so letting yourself, as we so often do, nest and rest. So it might involve a little movement in the body, a rearranging of how the body's aligned so that you can sit with a posture that allows a balance of both dignity and ease. Perhaps allowing yourself to begin to arrive in the body. Letting your awareness arrive in the body. Like your body might be sitting here in front of the screen, but letting the fullness of feeling the body begin to reveal itself. You might tune in to the touch points between your body and the chair, or your body and the floor, whether sitting or lying down. Maybe a felt sense of the weight or the mass of the body, and that sense of pressure where those touch points meet a surface. And is it possible to relax more fully into that support, to let yourself be held? To let yourself rest into the support and into the moment. And as you begin to inhabit the body, this opening to what's here. The body carries us around all day long, but we often don't pay much attention to it. So letting your awareness lovingly sweep through the body and offering the kindness of noticing how the body is. Tuning in to energy level. If the body is tired or feels a sense of vitality. Noticing places of ease and openness in the body. As well as pockets of tension or tightness. Sometimes when we notice the body just as it is, we notice the body starts to change, just noticing tension. Sometimes there's a effortless softening or settling. So in meeting or welcoming the body just as it is, we let it be. And sometimes it lets go. And then bringing your awareness to also checking in with the mind. As if you were resting on a grassy lawn and gazing up at the sky of the mind and checking in with the internal weather system. You might notice the arising and passing of thoughts, stories in the forms of images or internal speech. And letting yourself receive or bear witness to the activity of the mind in the same way that you might rest on the grass and watch the clouds moving through the sky. And as you bear witness in this way, you might tune into that internal weather system. What's the quality of the mind? Not so much the content of those thoughts, but the energy of them. the mind feel dark and stormy? Maybe bright and clear? Hazy? As you witness in this way, you might experience the dissolving of thoughts. They come together and they dissipate just like clouds. We meet the mind just as it is. And by letting it be, sometimes it lets go. And then bringing the warm spotlight of your awareness to the emotional landscape, to the heart center. Feeling into what's here. There might be an identifiable emotion or a cluster of emotions, sadness, sorrow, anger, overwhelm. A sense of love or appreciation. Maybe the name for what's here is clear. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's just a felt sense in the body that you know has an emotional flavoring. It's like taking the temperature of the heart. And here too, as you open to the emotional experience of the moment, it might be moving and changing even as you're bearing witness. So we meet the heart just as it is. Letting it be, and sometimes it lets go. and having paused in this way to step out of automatic pilot, to step out of the busy flow of your day into the flow of embodied moment by moment experience in heart and mind and body, letting yourself rest back into the felt sense of the breath or whatever anchor you prefer to work with, soles of the feet or a felt sense of the hands, just gathering and resting your attention in one place. Coming home to here. Resting into here is not an unplugging from experience. It has more the quality of sitting in a comfy chair on your porch and watching the world roll by. An easeful, restful, receptive, welcoming. So that as you rest with your breath or your anchor and a thought floats by, it's like noticing the cloud in the sky. Or an emotion or two might roll through, just like a couple of kids on a bike riding down the sidewalk in front of the porch of your mind, of your awareness. And if at any point you catch yourself sort of running down the sidewalk after those feelings, can you come back to just resting on your porch? Welcoming the world as it unfolds all around you. just noticing where your awareness is now. The front porch of your mind, somewhere up in the sky or down the sidewalk. And what's it like to just let yourself rest back and receive? Watching the comings and goings, thoughts, emotions, body sensations. Just meeting life just as it is, letting it be and letting it go. So, I thought before I, you know, potentially share some thoughts today, I just offer a little space and invite in comments or just to have a sense of, like, how are you? What's alive for you? There's so much happening in the world, and there's a lot of, you know, there's a number of directions I thought about going today, but rather than speaking into the void, I'd rather speak into the room of people who I'm sitting with right now. So, you know, I would welcome if you have anything you want to share, you know, briefly, you're welcome to unmute. And, you know, it could be as simple as one word, like, of something that's here in your life, or maybe there's you know, something about the particular challenges in your personal life or the world that you're really wanting to bring practice to. Maybe there's a question about practice or an edge that you're wanting to deepen. So I welcome any input or, you know, feedback if it's here. Yeah. You are so welcome, Julie. Yeah. Karen.
Responsibility of watching the full video. And once, for me, I can't get it out of my head. So there's that, which has exacerbated my heartbreak. And then I have to say that the person who's leading our government is just exacerbates, and I struggle between to what extent should I be responsible by watching, and or at what cost to my heart's ability to carry deeper and deeper and deeper sorrow and feel so helpless. So. I could listen to you talk about collecting bottle tops. I feel so comforted and so loved, embraced, and your kindness touches me deeply.
Thank you. I'm so glad that you're here, Karen, and thank you for that heartfelt share. Anything else that wants to be spoken into this space?
So, Jean, I really appreciate the emphasis as well, the image of sitting on a porch. I am right now. It's just a lovely way, because when you're sitting on a porch, it tends to be somewhat meditative, and just the calm observer that you are often as you sit outside with the breeze. Just is a lovely metaphor for being able to be with your thoughts, but also a step back from the breeze. So,
Yeah, you're welcome. Well, maybe I'll sort of work with, with that, those two, those couple of pieces. And I think that we're seeking pockets of calm or peace in these really turbulent times. And how do we do that? How do we balance, as you're proposing, Karen, between bearing witness and not overwhelming ourselves, and our practice does offer some guidance for this, as does neuroscience. So I will draw on both. There's a few elements here, maybe I'll start with a quote that speaks to this balance from Jack Kornfield. And he says, "To make peace, we cannot ignore war, racism, violence, greed, the injustice and sufferings of the world. They must be confronted with courage and compassion. Unless we seek justice, peace will fail. Yet, in whatever we do, we must not let war, violence, and fear take over our own heart." So we're not much good to the world when we are inhabited by, the fear, the anger, the intensity. And so it is a practice. It is a practice. And so One of the factors that's been very helpful to me, and I've been sharing with different clients and folks I'm working with in the past weeks, is something that we talk about in the self-compassion class, and it's a model of three concentric circles. And the inner circle, some of you may be familiar, but this is such a good one to revisit again and again. The inner circle is safety. The next circle is challenge, and the outer circle is overwhelm. Many of us are finding ourselves in that outer circle of overwhelm, kind of white knuckling it, like holding on for dear life. And one of the things that's really helpful to know about overwhelm is to recalibrate, we actually have to begin again and go all the way back to the circle of safety. Ideally, where we want to live is that circle of challenge. If we hide out in safety, we don't engage with the world. If we flood ourselves and hang out in overwhelm, we don't engage with the world. And so we want to stay in challenge, which is really the zone of neurobiological tolerance. Because when we're in overwhelm, we often are just like vibrating and agitated and anxious, or we completely collapse and like shut down and we become numb or closed. And so when you're in overwhelm, going back to safety is so helpful. And what that might look like is different for everyone. But for me, it's often the things that we put in the category in the self-compassion class of behavioral self-compassion. It might be, I need a day, a week of media free, you know, they're often skillful actions. You know, I need to turn off the news. I need to go for a walk outside. I need to call a friend. I need to, I need a nap. It's really tuning into that question. What do I need? What do I need to feel cared for, to feel grounded, to feel safe, to feel more settled? And only then can we explore coming back out into challenge. And challenge doesn't mean I will then binge on news and catch up on everything that I missed during my break. It's, I will stick a toe back in. Thich Nhat Hanh says, you know, when asked, how much suffering do you have to touch to awaken compassion? And his very pithy and wise answer was, not much. Or I just heard Jack Kornfield state it this way, you know, like, you don't have to read much news. You kind of know the plot line. So it's like knowing all of the details often doesn't serve us or the world. So it's like, how much do I need to tune into to stay connected? So it's like, if I've touched into this story enough and wow, my heart hurts, then that's enough to work with to potentially awaken into compassion or service or action, whatever that is, whether you are one of those people that wants to be marching in the street, or you're donating to the bail fund, or you're having conscious conversation with some people. You know, there's so many ways to serve or be part of the change if that's important to you. But we have to be awake and balanced. You know, really what the world needs is our clarity and our compassion. It doesn't need us in overwhelm. And there's a, there's so many quotes. I'm going to see which one was speaking to me. You know, there's a, Jack also goes on to say, you know, peace is born out of equanimity and balance. Balance is flexibility and ability to adjust graciously to change. Equanimity arises when we accept the way things are. And we're really being challenged on both fronts here. You know, talk about a fire hose of change. So if you're struggling with this, like, oh, be so patient with yourself. It's not about, you know, and graciousness doesn't always look pretty. It means, you know, it's like, how do we learn to ride the waves? And Lama Yeshe says, if you expect your life to be up and down, your mind will be much more peaceful. So the quality of acceptance is acknowledging, like, we're in an ocean, you know, and there are waves that are rolling through, and some of them are quite choppy. But what we're, our practice also points us to is to not forget the ocean, you know, because if any of you are familiar with oceans, if you drop down, there is a still place in the ocean. And that's true of this life, as it's all the, with all the turbulence, and it's true inside of us, that way that practice helps us internally and externally. So we can visit these places inside ourselves that are ocean-like, you know, where the waves aren't as big, perhaps. And of course, we're going to get tossed around and we might, you know, swallow some water and sputter and choke. So these are some different metaphors. If one of them really speaks to you, I know I've been turning towards metaphor in these turbulent times. You know, sometimes it's the porch that I guided you on. It's like, okay, you know, how can I invite a witnessing of what's happening, like not tuning it out, but also not chasing every thought, every feeling down the sidewalk. You know, it's like I'm not ignoring them. I really want to acknowledge, wow, there's fear, there's horror, there's hurt, there's confusion, there's heartbreak. So these are just some possibilities, some ways of potentially relating, you know, to what's happening in the world right now. And you know, and it's really pointing to another quote, you know, from Jack, is peace is not an absence of change or difficulty. It should not be confused with withdrawal or indifference to life. These are imitations of peace, ways of closing down based on fear. We must see them for what they are. And as I'm talking to so many people in these weeks, it's like, how do we figure out peace? You know, because it's easy to slip into withdrawal or indifference. And sometimes we do. It's not to say that we won't ever land there. But as I get to know each of you, and some of you I've known for years through classes, I really know the goodness of your hearts and that you care about the world. And it's like, how do I show up in the world? And do that in a way that doesn't come at the cost of my own heart. Because if we sacrifice our own hearts, ultimately that's more suffering in the world, you know. And what the world needs is, our clarity, our compassion. Gil Fronsdal, one of my teachers, he was talking, and I loved the way he put this, because sometimes what I'm hearing from people too is like, well, what difference does it make, this practicing? You know, because it can feel like hiding out. I don't know if any of you have ever thought about this. It's like, well, I'm pretty comfortable. I'm not on the street, or my life in this moment. You know, each of our lives is experiencing some degree of threat. Like, this isn't paranoia. COVID is out there, and there is a chance we, each of us, could become very sick. We live in a body that's vulnerable. Political unrest is happening. Our nation has experienced a pandemic of racism from its beginning. And that's real. Like, you know, it's happening. So this isn't paranoia, but, you know, it's so important to do this work internally and externally. And sometimes the internal is can be perceived, even by those of us who know the value of practice, as being a retreat. You know, like, oh, is this my privilege? And I just want to acknowledge, if that thought's ever crossed your mind, what Gil Fronsdal said was one of the most beautiful, succinct ways I've ever viewed, heard this put. You know, he said, really, our practice is our way of washing our minds and our hearts, just like we're washing our hands, and both are acts of love. You know, so again, our practice is this way of continually washing our minds and hearts, so that when we step into the world, we're clearer and we're more open. Again, whatever way you choose to step in. So I'm going to pause. I know normally we do breakout groups, but we're a smaller group, and I don't know, there's so much alive in my heart. And I just want to hear if, you know, offer another chance, if there's something that wants to be spoken, or how that lands for you, if there's any question or curiosity. Julie. Well, thank you, Julie. That was beautifully said. I really appreciate your wisdom. Yeah. Anything else that wants to be spoken? Beautiful, Marcia. Thank you. Yeah. You know, for me, I come back to, you know, these are big times. These are big challenges. But one of the things I love and really take reassurance in is it's actually the same practices that help us meet it. You know, we don't need a different toolbox. It's like learning how to, you know, bring these tools to a new situation. And again, to titrate. So, you know, really using that model and checking in, you know, that sense of where am I? Am I in safety? Am I in challenge? Am I in overwhelm? You know, you might ask yourself that question sometimes. And if the answer is I'm in overwhelm, see what you can do to gift yourself safety again, to begin again. And then maybe you can sit back on the porch. You know, you go inside, you take a nap, and then you go out and you sit on the porch and you watch the world go by. And then there may be a particular thought or feeling or action that's worth following down the sidewalk from that place of clarity that, you know, clarity that Marcia was speaking of and balance that Julie was speaking of. And from all of this, you know, you can consider how can my practice be a gift to the world? You know, how can I share that balance, that clarity, that's not just keep it close to home, but how can I share it? So I thought I'd end with a poem by Rosemary Wotola Tromer entitled More Love, More Love. And she prefaces the poem with a quote by Rita Mae Brown. And the quote is, "Sorrow is how we learn to love." If sorrow is how we learn to love, then let us learn. Already enough sorrow's been sown for whole continents to erupt into astonishing tenderness. let us learn. Let compassion grow rampant like sunflowers along the highway. Let each act of kindness replant itself into acres and acres of widespread devotion. Let us choose love as if our lives depend on it. The sorrow is great. Let us learn to love greater. Riotous love, expansive love, love so rooted, so common, we almost forget the world could look any other way. I love you all. And I'm just so, it's such an honor to sit with you each week. It just really feeds my heart. And I'm glad that it feeds yours. And just keep taking such good care. And, you know, I just plan to keep on keeping on with our Wednesday. And a couple of you had asked, I'm about to finish a 4-week class, and I'll probably be offering another 4-week class if somehow you want more or want a deeper dive. So stay tuned. You know, I'm going to try to offer classes in kind of bite-sized pieces over the coming months, and whatever feeds your spirit and keeps you balanced and able to stay in the that zone of challenge. So take really good care, and I will hopefully see you all next week. And yeah, be well. Just so good to be with you.